Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Friday, long weekend. Let's check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie, and happy long weekend to everyone.
Yes, as we are now officially into September, if you can believe it.
I know, it's so crazy. I can't believe that the summer is slowly coming to an end. I hate to say it, but that does mean that, you know, we're thinking about back to school, and this week on our special School Lunches Recipe of the Week series for back to school meal prep, we've got a recipe that's a twist on a classic family favorite. You can make it in advance, and you can freeze it for up to 3 months, which makes it really fantastic for school lunch prep. It's called veggie-packed pizza rolls.
All right, well, take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, this recipe is fantastic because there's a ton of pureed veggies right in the sauce, and that contains so many vitamins and minerals, really essential to our kids' growth and learning. Plus, it's all wrapped up in a pizza-flavored deliciousness, and that's actually a strategy that we can use for those selective or picky eaters, is to pair new foods with safe food flavors to help your child introduce those new foods into their diet. So this recipe is actually quite easy to make it. First, you're going to chop up 2 cups of veggies. You can choose whatever veggies you have in your fridge for this, but I find veggies like spinach, bell peppers, carrots, tomatoes, zucchinis, mushrooms, and onions typically work the best. You're going to saute those for 3 to 4 minutes in a bit of oil. Then transfer them to a blender along with a cup of pasta sauce, and you're going to blend that on high until it's smooth. Then you're going to take some pre-made pizza dough and roll that out into a large rectangle. Spread your pizza sauce evenly over the dough, then sprinkle with some mozzarella cheese. Then starting from one end, you're going to roll your dough up until it's one large cylinder. Cut your cylinder into 8 to 12 mini pizza rolls. Those are going to look like little cinnamon buns, and you can place those in a greased muffin tin. Bake your pizza rolls for about 15 to 20 minutes in a 400-degree oven until they're golden brown and the cheese has melted. And then you can cool those and either portion them out for school lunches for the week, or once they're cooled, you can pop them in an airtight container in your freezer and just pull them out as needed throughout the fall.
Veggie-packed pizza rolls, another great recipe of the week. We'll have full details available for you on our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and website with mystratfornow.com. But as you talked about there, it's a great idea for picky eaters, kind of a friendly food, if you will, pizza rolls. But then, as you mentioned, gosh, you can make them and then also freeze them for later.
Exactly. And you know what? Those strategies of, you know, making and freezing is so helpful, especially, you know, as parents or family members, if we're busy, you know, we all have busy schedules once back to school comes. So that is a really great way that, you know, you can have those fallback options and pull them out as needed on those really busy weeks.
And there's great tips with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers, on her Facebook page, talking about things like picky eaters or packing school lunches. And Sydney, I'm just thinking, with this long weekend, gosh, we got back to school this Tuesday. Any advice or thoughts for parents other than take a breath, take a deep breath before heading into back to school in terms of maybe lunches or nutrition tips, things to think about this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, my number one tip would be that, you know, trust your kids, trust that their appetite will fluctuate. I know it can be stressful sometimes when, you know, their lunches return and maybe, you know, they aren't eating everything in their lunch boxes. But just like our appetites fluctuate as adults, our kids do too. Depends on their activity, how much they're growing, what they've eaten the day before. But you know what? If you are worried or you need some support there, I'm here to help support you. So you can always call me for a free 15-minute call and we can chat more about what your concerns might be. You can find all my contact information on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zayers.
Terrific. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers, with our recipe of the week. Sydney, enjoy the long weekend. You got some downtime through the long weekend?
Oh, you know what, Jamie, with my wedding only a month away, I don't have a ton of downtime right now. I am looking forward to getting some of that time back once the wedding is over with, but I foresee this weekend with lots of wedding planning, but also enjoying this fall weather. I think we'll probably get out. Maybe we'll even have a pumpkin spice latte or two. Who knows?
There you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian is theirs. Thanks so much, Sydney, and have a great long weekend.
Thanks, Jamie. I hope everyone has a great long weekend and happy back to school.